Israeli forces have shot and killed yet another Palestinian in the occupied territories. The Palestinian teenager was killed after an alleged knife attack on Israeli soldiers near Beit Inun, north of Al-Khalil, also known as Hebron. Now, eyewitnesses say Israeli forces are preventing Palestinian medical staff from approaching him. Reports say no Israeli soldiers were injured. Tensions have been simmering in the occupied territories for over 3 months now. At least 157 Palestinians have lost their lives since the start of the violence on October the 1st. Let's cross over to Ramallah. Joining us via Skype is our correspondent Mona Qandil for an update. Now, Mona, it is interesting to note over here that eyewitnesses are saying that medical staff, Palestinian medical staff, were prevented from approaching this shot Palestinian teenager. Is this something that happens often?
Of course, it's not the first time. Every time the Israeli forces shot a Palestinian at Israeli checkpoints, mainly or near the illegal Israeli settlements, they are left bleeding on the ground and preventing Palestinian ambulances and medics to approach those Palestinians. And they were kept every time until they pass away. Then the Israeli soldiers confiscate their bodies. And every time it's another justification that this Palestinian tried to carry out a stabbing attack against the Israeli soldiers. This is why the soldiers had to open fire and shoot him. However, if it's this is the case, and as every time none of the Israeli soldiers, or let's say the majority of these incidents, none of the Israeli soldiers were wounded. So it's another proof that the Palestinians who had been killed lately were not carrying out any attacks, were just passing these checkpoints. As you know, these checkpoints allow the Palestinians to enter their own villages. He is from Sa'ir village, and the junction of Beit Ainun, this Palestinian man and Palestinians have to pass this illegal Israeli checkpoint in order to enter their villages and towns. And this is why they killed him. They claimed he tried to carry out an attack, but it seems that the soldier, as it was revealed lately, that he looked suspicious to the Israeli soldiers. He's the fourth Palestinian being killed at the same Israeli checkpoint since the beginning of 2016. And of course, this checkpoint witnessed numerous of attacks against Palestinians, ongoing arrests against Palestinians, because it's adjacent to an illegal Israeli settlement and dozens of Israeli soldiers stationing there. The Israeli soldiers handed over the body of this Palestinian man, Muayyad Jabarin, after holding it for several hours. The family now decided to carry out a funeral tomorrow, Friday, following the Friday prayers. So we expect more tension to be carried out in the occupied West Bank city of Al-Khalil, Hebron, because also the majority of the Palestinians who were killed since the beginning of this uprising were from the city of Al-Khalil and the nearby towns. Clashes also erupted following the killing of this Palestinian man between Palestinian youths and Israeli soldiers at the entrances of the Sa'ir village. It's the hometown of this Palestinian young man.
And before I let you go, Mona, also this is coming at a time when the Palestinian authorities have also announced an update on the proceedings at the International Criminal Court against Israel, where they've said that cases pertaining to house demolitions and mass arrests, etc., are also going to be presented to the ICC.
Well, that's right. Now, the Palestinian families of those Palestinian martyrs are calling the Israeli regime, as it's continue to carry out home demolitions and continue to carry out punitive measures against those families. They are saying that the Israelis should also carry out home demolitions against those who killed the Dawabshi's family, because, as you know, only two of them were arrested. There were charges, but we do not expect that there would be high sentences against them. But the Palestinians, even if a Palestinian was killed by mistake without doing anything, and this is what's going on, the homes of their families are being demolished. The family members are being arrested and interrogated for weeks and sometimes for several months. So the Palestinian leadership have lot of cases to be presented in the International Criminal Court, and they have evidences, they have eyewitnesses to tell what's going on in the ground. but up till the moment, nothing had been presented to the ICC yet.
Okay, we'll keep a close eye on that situation. Of course, Brasi is Mona Kandil giving us an update from Ramallah via Skype. Mona, thanks very much indeed, as always.